This is the second time for this week I share the word. I hope you're not boring with me and then can understand what I say. Even sometimes the grammar is totally wrong. Okay, let us pray and let's hope, ask Holy Spirit come with us in this morning prayer. Thank you, Father, Lord Jesus, for a beautiful morning. We come to your house. We are hungry for your word. We really want to hear your voice. Please lead us, especially when the time we prepare Christmas. We don't want a Christmas celebration just like a party. We want to make Christmas is something meaningful, especially to bring people come to you. Open our mind so we can understand this message. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Okay. We live in Hong Kong. Hong Kong, different with my country. My country only two seasons, wet or dry. But Hong Kong, we have summer, we have winter, and also we have autumn. So the whole year, people know how to do with the season. For example, when near autumn, everywhere there's a lantern and a mooncake in everywhere. When like Chinese New Year, start from 1st January, everywhere they put orange tree everywhere and then sunflower, so beautiful. Now, the season is Christmas season. Everywhere, Christmas sales, Christmas party, Christmas dinner, and then they put a Christmas tree, and then this kind of flower come out from the farming, come to Hong Kong. So everywhere. It's looked that all celebration because of tradition. Of course, there's something happened long time ago and become tradition. But we as a Christian celebrate Christmas not because of tradition. We celebrate Christmas because there is Christ in this celebration. Let us open our Bible, Luke chapter 2. Luke chapter 2. First 1 till 20. And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This census first took place while Quirinius was governing Syria. So all went to be registered, everyone to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. So it was that while they were there, the day they were completed for her to be delivered, and she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were in some countries shepherds living out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find a baby robe in swaddling clothes lying in a manger. And suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. So it was when the angels had gone away from them into heaven that the shepherds said to one another, let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in the manger. Now, when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all those who heard is marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherd. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Then the shepherd returned, glorifying and praising God for all these things that they have been heard and seen, as it was told them. This is the first Christmas story. When we read the first Christmas story, do you find any Christmas tree in this story? No. No Christmas tree. And then, do you find any Christmas gift in this story? No Christmas gift. Do you find any turkey in this Christmas? No. Yeah. No Christmas gift, no Christmas tree, no turkey, no celebration. Even the first Christmas, no Maggie. Sometimes when we make a Christmas drama, we always see three Maggie come forward, come together. But the Maggie come not for the first Christmas. The first Christmas, no Maggie. Maggie come 2 years after Jesus was born. That's why when Maggie come, they do not come in this place. They already come to the house. So sometimes we confuse. And then my professor always said, the Maggie not three, more than three. Because how can three person take a walk for 2 years, come to see Jesus? Must be more than three. But people always saw three Maggie because three kind of offering. But the reality is more than three. So the first Christmas, no tree, no Christmas tree, no gift, no turkey, no anything. If you read Max Lucado write a small story, there is only a crippled lamb. Max Lucado tried to imagine that night. There was a crippled lamb. The crippled lamb cannot go out because crippled. And then when Mary gave birth, the weather is so cold. And then this cloth not enough to make the body of Jesus warm. And then that crippled lamb come forward, and then Mary put Jesus at near the lamb. So the cripple so happy, although it was a crippled lamb, but the lamb already do something. So Max Lucado want to tell us, although we are small, but God want to use us. Come back to this Christmas story one more time. No Christmas tree, no Christmas gift, no turkey, no anything. And then, but one more thing. Although no choir, no Christmas tree, no gift, no everything, but the first Christmas can make the shepherd glorified God and praised God. So how wonderful this story. Verse 20, then the shepherd returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, and it was told them. Can you imagine how beautiful, how wonderful, how great this story? Sometimes when we come and see a show, and then after that, we have many comments. Oh, the show is not too good. The show is too expensive. And then the singer is not good. Everything like that. Even in the church, when we come for Christmas party, oh, Christmas party, the singer sing no good. And then the preacher speak, I know already. And then the food, just simple. I just waste 2 hours my time. Nothing. But this story, I want to tell you, no anything. No choir, no singer, no preacher, but can make the shepherd come, praise and glorify God. Why? Because in the first Christmas, people can come and see Jesus clearly. Take this message. People can come and see Jesus clearly. Brother and sister, Christmas is a beautiful story. Why Christmas is beautiful story? Not because everything, but only because one thing. Jesus inside the story. The story of Christmas already led the Magi walk for two years. Just want to see the king. The story of Christmas make Simeon and Hannah wait for the whole life. Just want to bless the baby. The story of Christmas so amazing. That's why Beethoven make a song. Joyful, joyful, we adore him. That song so beautiful. Why? Not because Beethoven was a great composer, but because there is Christ in the story. Now we as a believer, we need to make Christ seen clearly when we celebrate Christmas. What we do? What we do for this Christmas? In my country, we always use Christmas as an opportunity to bring people come to Jesus. Sometimes when we ask people come to the church on weekly Sunday, they said, no, I'm not a Christian. No, I'm not a Christian. But at Christmas Day, they feel, okay, this is a big day for Christians, so I will go with you to see the Christmas celebration. And then the whole church pray together. The whole church practice together. Just because of want to make Christ seen for many people. From the welcoming people till the preacher. Step by step, we want to show Christ to them. How wonderful Christ, how great Christ and everything. As you know, when I was in Jakarta, I led women fellowship for 4 years. It's looked that God already prepared me to do women ministry till now. And then at Christmas time, we have team come to visit elderly. Some of that elderly, they were not believer. But after we come and visit them, they open their heart and they believe Jesus Christ. Some of them, after believe Jesus Christ, give their life to God and was baptized. And you know, when they believe Jesus Christ, after they pass away, the church take care of a funeral service. When the church take care of funeral service, the pastor preach. When the pastor preach, the pastor talk about Jesus Christ. And then the whole family hear the message. And then some of them believe Jesus Christ. So you see how effective this celebration, how effective we can use this celebration to show the Christ. But one more, to tell the people who is Jesus. But one more thing, we must come back to the Luke chapter 2. No food is okay. No Christmas tree is okay. No light is okay. No singer is okay. But we cannot know Christ when we celebrate Christmas. Only with Christ, people like the shepherd can come and praise and glorify the God. We still have, today is 9. We have 16 days to prepare. To prepare Christmas. What should we prepare? Just see your life. Am I show Christ when celebrate Christmas? My mouth, my hand, my heart. Do people can see Christ? Pray for the church when we celebrate Christmas. Our church can make Christ known for everybody. Let us pray together. Christmas isn't Christmas without Christ. The first Christmas, no beautiful place, no Christmas tree, no gift, no turkey. But the first Christmas can bring joy, change people, and let people, lead people to glorify God. Why? Because in the first Christmas, the shepherd can see Jesus Christ. I pray for all of us when we celebrate Christmas. We need to make people see the Christ through our Christmas celebration. Janela will lead us in worship.
All to you, and I. Let's turn to today's prayer focus. Let's pray for Hong Kong, for all the local churches and various organizations that's working, selflessly every day to, to show the world who Christ is. So let's pray for the local outreach, all the local churches that is in Hong Kong. Also, let's spend some time to pray for the SB ministry, the worship team, not just for this Sunday worship, but also, the three worship teams, really ask God to, bless those who who serve in the worship team, and really they carry the anointing of God and bring, heaven down to earth, leading people to worship God. Also, pray for the welcoming team. For people coming in, they're going to change it to hospitality. It's really showing, that this is a loving church to people, and continue to inspire the leaders and also men's and women ministry. Also, for the local outreach, we're doing an outreach this Saturday, tomorrow, from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. And Matt, Pearl, Hai Jisang, Catherine, and David are going to the local outreach to join the local churches to go to the Central and Western District. So really pray for them and really for them to carry that presence of God into the district. Also, let's pray for tonight, the house church that's gathering is McCain House Church, and also for the weekend coming, for the Sunday's activities, I will be sharing a message, so please pray for continued download from God, and also Pastor Ney and myself, and also Bonnie, are the people on staff that is helping out, so we need all the help that from God as well. So also pray for Sunday school, the youth, and the Noah's Ark, that are the weekend activity for SP this weekend. Thank you. Father God, I just give thanks for you for your reminder this morning, Lord. You know, all the activities that we are doing, you know, in church will be meaningless if it's without you. Really, a lot of time that we're striving and doing many other things that seemingly for you, but then if we forgot about you, what is the point? And is it okay that, you know, you reminded us through Pastor Salamat that, you know, no light, no Christmas trees, no turkey is fine. And same as for, you know, for the program that we are doing and helping to draw people to Christ, if we do not have you in us, what is the point? So, Lord, we give thanks for you for your reminder. And I just pray, Father, that, you know, for our brothers and sisters here, keep striving to stay on course with you together, because a lot of time the things that busyness of life draw us away from you, and we really ask that Holy Spirit to be our continuous guidance, and we have that tender and soft heart to ready to receive from you, to listen to you, and ready to obey you. So help us, God. Guide us, God, and really give a lot of peace to my brother and sister as they go about their work. And because this tremendous, you know, peace that transcends all understanding, they can face any challenges they have in workplace or in family and all this. And also, Lord, that we pray, Father, that there's many people that in our congregations that whose family are suffering from various disease and cancer, and also for those who are recovering, for Jeanine and Belinda, that they are on the mend. Father, really ask for your hand of mercy over them as they go through chemo and the side effect. I just really pray, Father, that give them relieve them from all the pain and suffering, Lord, and give them comfort and love that is from you, Lord. And I really pray that our congregation be a loving congregation that will not just focus on our own affairs, but really for those that are around us that need prayer for. So also that we are mindful of those that who are seeking employment, Father, that you know their name, and just pray, Father, that we will continue to press in, and that there will be testimony, and they in that journey of seeking employment, they can glorify you as well. Thank you for being with us this morning. We love you, and we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.